Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Scott.
Yeah. And it's hump day for everybody. You gonna read, honey?
Yeah, I guess I am. Okay. Loving them is enough. You know, we can pray humility, peace, and right thinking for those we love, but we can't force them to do anything. Mm-hmm. Their pursuit of wholeness and intimacy with God is between him and them. Mm-hmm. You know, in this podcast, we want to help you determine who wants your help and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. For those who don't, there's no need to minimize your willingness to just love and pray for them until they are ready to receive. And that's enough.
Mm-hmm. You know, that word just seems minimizing. When you're, you know, it's not just, it's like you don't have to minimize. This is the only thing I'm doing. It's the best thing you can do when someone's not ready.
That's right. You know, that comes out of 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, mm-hmm. not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments.
Yeah, you know, that's a battle you get into with people, and it's so frustrating, especially mm-hmm. for those of us that have figured out we can't control or change somebody else. And that's when it's up to God. And honey, you're a parent, especially knowing what that's like when you see your boys going a direction that you don't believe is best for them. But, you know, they're on their own journey, and it's tough, isn't it?
That's right, it is. You know, you can only do, you know, as a parent.
As a spouse.
Or a spouse.
As an employer, as a friend, as a neighbor.
I mean, you can only help those really that want to be helped.
That's right.
And, you know, it's not our job to be their savior. But if someone's in need of help, it's, you know, we can be a friend. And we can pray for them. And we can love them through this situation maybe that they're going through. And maybe be empathetic if you've been through it yourself. But, you know, you're right. I mean, as far as my children go, my two boys, I mean, you know, when I see them going down a direction that maybe I don't believe is the right direction, I need to pull back and say, you know what, God, they're yours. And pray that God will give them direction. I mean, you know, we go through the valley to go to the top. And sometimes we each have our valleys. Mm-hmm. Each of us do. Mm-hmm. And so to prevent someone, and this is going to sound weird, but to prevent someone the privilege of going through the valley, you're stealing their blessing to reaching the top. Yeah. And the only way they can reach the top is with Jesus. I'm telling you because I've been there. Okay, I've been there personally, and I've seen others. And man, they went through a valley. And I tell you what, man, when Jesus reached down his hand and pulled them up, that's when their lives really turned around.
Yeah, and we can't step in and try to do it for them because it's like they're in the, you know, if you're in the oven under fire. It's like you put something in the oven and you pull it out before it's done. It's not going to be right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm pretty hard-headed and I've had to learn a lot of things the hard way. And then some people don't. We have a friend we've mentioned before. We've even talked to him about it. How did you get to this place with the Lord? Mm. You haven't experienced what we have. And he told us, he just, for him, he saw something in the Word that he realized he didn't have, and he just asked the Lord for it from a sincere heart.
Then
there's those of us, like you and I, that have experienced some real life challenges like divorce and single parenting and job loss and depression and the loss of a parent. And those valleys, you know, unfortunately for us, is, you know, what got us to this different, deeper walk with the Lord.
That's right.
And we can't interfere with somebody's journey. God knows them better than we do, and he knows what it's going to take in order for them to get where he wants them to be. It's why we have to figure out what our place is and what's not, and back off.
That's right.
It's hard to watch.
It is.
It's hard to experience. But that's what that scripture talks about. You know, we just have to use the word, use prayer, use the weapons God has given us to fight with. Those weapons are not carnal. In other words, they're not knives and guns and whips. We can't whip people and do what we believe is best for them. We have to pray and give them, turn them over to God and do battle in the Spirit.
That's right. You know, and in today's reading, when we first read, it says you can't determine who wants your help and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. You have to determine that.
Right, you have to determine that. But there is someone who can determine that,
mm-hmm.
and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to help everybody. He really does. I mean, that's who he is, okay? But he can determine who doesn't want his love and who does.
Mm-hmm.
But when he determines, when you give your life to him from a sincere heart, and then he determines that you really want his help, I'll tell you what, that's when things start turning around. I mean, and when you give your life to Christ, you know, you're still going to, you know, there's still going to be valleys. There's still going to be challenges, man. You know, some people think, well, I gave my life to Christ, so everything's hunky-dory, and I'll never have any problems the rest of my life. Well, you know what? You need to read some more of the book. Because in James 2, it tells us we're going to suffer persecution for his name.
Mm-hmm.
But to count it all joy, and that's tough, man, to see. But, you know, that's kind of one that the determining who wants your help and who doesn't. Because the ones, you know, who go through the valley and call out for Jesus, that's when the joy happens, man. The determination that I can't do this anymore.
Right. And you say on the outside as a spectator, I'm just going to pray. You know, I'm just going to love him. Don't, again, that word just is so minimizing. Man, that's the best thing you can do.
It is.
And it's so freeing to just just realize this is beyond me. Yeah. I don't know what they need. Half the time, I don't even know what's best for me. But you trust.
Right.
That's where your trust in God comes in.
That's right.
And you can think of the worst possible things that can happen, but that you still have to trust God. Because we can't even change ourselves, honey. God is the one. He's the one that does all the changing. We don't.
That's exactly right.
So
you know what? Loving them, praying for them, that's what we need to do.
He needs our cooperation.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about now when he's changing us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say we can't change ourselves. We can't. But we can cooperate with God to do what's necessary to transform us from the inside out.
That's right. Because, you know, I know when I made the determination that I needed help, there was one person I turned to, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I came to him as a dirty rag. I used to think, man, I need to get my act straight before I even get, you know, come to God. But that's what he wants. He wants you to come to him as you are. And then he'll do the job of cleaning you up. Isn't that right, honey?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Loving them is enough. But you know what? If you've never made that determination about really needing help, about really needing Jesus, then today's your day. You know, we just pray that everyone listening to this podcast, if you haven't dedicated your life to Jesus, that you do so. And then you'll understand what this podcast is all about. Because he loves you so much. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have and you've walked away, or possibly you're listening to this and you go to church every Sunday and sit in the same pew and you're realizing right now, man, I haven't cried out for help. I haven't determined that I need help. Well, right now we ask you to please pray this prayer and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I determine that I need your help and I need your love from now until eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank y'all so much, you know, for listening today. And if you prayed that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. or any comments you may have, a prayer request, and just know it's our honor to pray for you. Mm-hmm. Today's Wednesday, mm-hmm. and so start thinking about a church to go to this weekend. And after service, meet with one of the elders or deacons and just ask them, hey, man, do y'all have a mentorship or a discipleship program? Could we encourage you to do that at least for the first year with this awesome new walk with Jesus?
And if you've been in church a long time and you just feel like, you know, your walk needs to be deeper, mm-hmm. hey, it's never too late to be mentored.
Never.
So we're, as you all know that follow us, we're all about that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, this has been good.
Yeah, it has.
And we're going to let you go. And until tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.